Near Capitol Hill, the D.C. Young Republicans meet for happy hour. This multicolored, multicultural group is gathered at Bullfeather's cozy bar talking about work on the Hill or their plans to get there. Marcus Skelton is chatting with other attendees. He chairs the D.C. Young Republicans, directing minority outreach programs for the Young Republican National Federation. He thinks their recruiting efforts are doing well, but sees room for improvement.
Oh, I think we have a long way to go, and I think one of the most important things we have to do is ask, and ask more people of color to be involved in the party.
But according to Alex St. James of the African American Republican Leadership Council, it takes more than politely asking or patiently waiting to be invited.
Don't wait for the party to come knocking on your door. That hasn't been our history. They didn't let us in at the restaurant, and if we had stayed outside, we still would not be sitting at the counter. We have to get in there and kick the door in.
Kicking in that door to be able to sit at that counter? That's language hearkening back to the civil rights era of the 1960s. Devoted African American Republicans, like St. James, point out that the party dates back to long before then. They say it started in the Reconstruction era of the 1860s, when the party was the political home for former slaves.
And so sometimes when I'm at functions and I run into my fellow white Republicans and they say, oh, it's nice to see you here with us. And I'm saying, oh, let's get this straight, actually. It's nice to see you've joined us. The party was actually started because of me, not you, so I'm glad you're on board.
Getting African Americans on board is Shannon Reeves' job. He runs the GOP's outreach effort to increase African American membership. When he leaves Republican functions and goes into the black community, he hears a different message.
You catch hell being black and Republican. And that's just the fact. I mean, you know, you go into the barbershop, and I grew up in the barbershop in Oakland, California, and I walk into the barbershop, and they say, here comes Baby Bush, you know. But they talk about me at church. You have to defend it at the family reunion.
Reeves has been traveling across the U.S., from north to south, east to west. He's building a national network of African-American state party groups under the party's umbrella. Reeves says it's not just Democrats who care for values and issues important to African-Americans.
Education's real important, and others it's about economic empowerment. Others are on social issues and family values, and we were able to bring all that together and say at the same time we have some major ills in the African-American community and that African-Americans in the Republican Party need to be at the forefront of having that conversation.
Reeves claims those issues make it relatively easy to attract African-Americans to the party. Michael Fauntroy is public policy professor at George Mason University. He disagrees.
If it were that easy, then you'd have more than just a handful of African-Americans running for Congress or Senate or governor around the country in every election cycle.
Back at Bullfeathers, the D.C. Young Republicans are optimistic. Recent college graduate Sean Connor thinks our current administration has made progress.
This president was the first to really offer cabinet-level positions of importance to people of color. If we look at Labor Secretary Cho, if we look at Secretary Rice, if we look at Secretary Page, for example. So there have been a lot of opportunities. I think there still are a lot of opportunities to increase it when we look at campaign side, at strategist side, you know, think tank sides. So we have some work to do.
According to the Republicans for Black Empowerment, at least a dozen African Americans plan to run as Republicans on various levels in 2008. This is Will Wright for Intern Edition.